Interview with a classical musician. Listen to part of an interview with a classical violinist. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
You're not just about to perform, so how do you remember all those notes?
Repetition. You play for hours every single day and you're working on a reasonably manageable amount of pieces, so that you just drill. And also you have the structure in your head, so you know where it starts, you know the middle part, you know which keys it goes to. You know, you should know that anyway.
How much have you had to sacrifice to be a star?
Absolutely nothing. I have had the most unbelievable opportunities, and a lot of those opportunities I include are the hard work, the dedication, the hours every day. That I think has made me, from the age of 4 onwards, a happier, more fulfilled and balanced person.
So you picked up a violin for the first time when you were 4?
Yes.
Did you always want to be a violinist?
I didn't ever know what being a violinist was, because my parents are not musical, and none of my extended family ever had careers in music or even played any instruments. My sister wanted to play. I wanted to copy my sister. It wasn't until a month or so into playing the violin I thought, I love how this feels and how this sounds. Although everyone else probably did not like how it sounded at that age.
You trained at the Yehudi Menuhin School at the age of 10 for
yes.
about 5 years?
Yes, I did.
Did you get used to performance then from a very early age?
I did get used to performing at Yehudi Menuhin School, also a little bit before that, because I studied Suzuki Method, which encourages workshops, lots of kids to come together and to play for one another. But the Yehudi Menuhin School, you had 3 concerts a week, which you could put yourself forward for. So that encouraged you to play a lot.
What means that one brilliant musician makes it and another doesn't?
I don't know. There is a percentage of it that is the technical proficiency and ability that you reach by a certain age. You have to be able to execute all the notes pretty much accurately and perfectly. But I think beyond that stage, a large percentage is down to who you are, what message you have to say, how your sound carries to people and moves people. I think that can make all the difference.
What's your message? Do you have a message?
I have many messages, but I would say primarily is the message of enriching people with the great art form I have been allowed to learn how to give to people, if that makes sense.
What was your big breakthrough moment, do you think?
Not sure I had one breakthrough moment. I have breakthrough moments all the time in terms of my actual ability on the violin and my musical sense. Probably career-wise, it was the Young Musician of the Year. It was the biggest breakthrough moment, because it was so...
The BBC Young Musician of the Year.
The BBC Young Musician of the Year, yes. It was so massively exposed.
Do Do you feel more exposed when you are playing as a solo artist, just on your own, than when you do with an orchestra or even in chamber music?
I don't do that many performances, just me on stage and no one else. I would probably perform more than anything else with an orchestra backing me, but I have a part that is designed to be about you and about your part, and it's designed to show off what you are able to do. And that can feel somewhat alone, but I think the more chamber music you play, the more you want to involve the other musicians on stage.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
You're not just about to perform, so how do you remember all those notes?
Repetition. You play for hours every single day, and you're working on a reasonably manageable amount of pieces, so that you just drill, and also you have the structure in your head, so you know where it starts, you know the middle part, you know which keys it goes to. You know, you should know that anyway.
How much have you had to sacrifice to be a star?
Absolutely nothing. I have had the most unbelievable opportunities, and a lot of those opportunities I include are the hard work, the dedication, the hours every day. That I think has made me, from the age of 4 onwards, a happier, more fulfilled and balanced person.
So you picked up a violin for the first time when you were 4?
Yes.
Did you always want to be a violinist?
I didn't ever know what being a violinist was, because my parents are not musical, and none of my extended family ever had careers in music or even played any instruments. My sister wanted to play, I wanted to copy my sister. It wasn't until a month or so into playing the violin I thought, I love how this feels and how this sounds. Although everyone else probably did not like how it sounded at that age.
You trained at the Yehudi Menuhin School at the age of 10 for
yes.
about 5 years?
Yes, I did.
Did you get used to performance then from a very early age?
I did get used to performing at Yehudi Menuhin School, also a little bit before that, because I studied Suzuki Method, which encourages workshops, lots of kids to come together and to play for one another. But the Yehudi Menuhin School, you had 3 concerts a week, which you could put yourself forward for, so that encouraged you to play a lot.
What means that one brilliant musician makes it and another doesn't?
I don't know. There is a percentage of it that is the technical proficiency and ability that you reach by a certain age. You have to be able to execute all the notes pretty much accurately and perfectly. But I think beyond that stage, a large percentage is down to who you are, what message you have to say, how your sound carries to people and moves people. I think that can make all the difference.
What's your message? Do you have a message?
I have many messages, but I would say primarily is the message of enriching people with the great art form I have been allowed to learn how to give to people, if that makes sense.
What was your big breakthrough moment, do you think?
Not sure I had one breakthrough moment. I have breakthrough moments all the time in terms of my actual ability on the violin and my musical sense. Probably career-wise, it was the Young Musician of the Year. It was the biggest breakthrough moment because it was so...
The BBC Young Musician of the
Year. The BBC Young Musician of the Year, yes. It was so massively exposed.
Do you feel more exposed when you are playing as a solo artist, just on your own, than when you do with an orchestra or even in chamber music?
I don't do that many performances, just me on stage and no one else. I would probably perform more than anything else with an orchestra backing me, but I have a part that is designed to be about you and about your part, and it's designed to show off what you are able to do. And that can feel somewhat alone, but I think the more chamber music you play, the more you want to involve the other musicians on stage.